Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We were discussing Dina de Malchus Dina, based on the Torah of Hagon Rav Nosson Gishtetner Zatzal. Hagon Rav Chaim Palagi, in his Hagos, Rachamim L'Chaim on the Tshuvas HaRashba, in Chela Kesim and Kuf Tzadi Ches, asks on the Rashba Nedarim, who brings Das Balei Atosis that we discussed in the previous shiur, that in Eretz Yisrael, there is no Dina de Malchus Dina, because Eretz Yisrael belongs to all the Jewish people, so the king has no right to tell anyone to leave. And according to this opinion, Dina de Malchus Din is predicated on the king's right to kick anybody out if they don't keep the rules. But an Eretz Yisrael has no right because it belongs to everybody, and therefore there's no Dina de Malchus Din. So that's the Rashba and Nedarim. However, the Rashba is Tshuvas and Chela Gimel Simon Kuftes. It would appear from there that he holds La Halacha Shekal Amr B'Parshas Amelech Amelech Mutar Bo L'Zeh Machlokes in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Chaf. About the parashas HaMelech, that it says in Sefer Shmuel that a Melech is mutter in A, B, C, D. The king has a lot of powers. So the question is it for real? The king really has such powers, or it's just to threaten them that that's what's going to happen when they have a king? So the Rambam, the Rashba paskins, no, kol amar parashas HaMelech Melech mutter bo, which it means the king can do whatever he wants, and this is brought in the Beis Yosef. So if so, in Simon Chavav and Choshen Mishpat. So even in Eretz Yisrael, we should be saying Dina de Malchus Dina. Even in Eretz Yisrael, we should be saying Dina de Malchus Dina, because Kol Amar Parashas HaMelech HaMelech Mutar Bo. So from this, the Reb Chaim Palagi comes out that Kol Amar Parashas HaMelech HaMelech Mutar Bo is Dafkan Chutz Laretz, but in Eretz Yisrael, we don't say this, because Eretz Yisrael is Yerusha Hila Kol Yisrael Ayin Sham Barichus Gedola. But this obviously is a very, very difficult opinion to digest. Because how is it possible to say Shekol Amar Parashas HaMelech is only Shaykh in Chutz Laretz? Parashas HaMelech was said in Eretz Yisrael. The Navi Shmuel is saying this to the Jewish people who wanted to have a king. And Shmuel says, this is going to be what's happening to the king when you have a king. He's going to rule over you, he's going to take your sons, he's going to do whatever he wants. So, and he was Mamlech Shol, so how can you say this is only Chutz Laretz? The whole story is talking about Eretz Yisrael. So that's very, very Timur. So it would appear that we can answer as follows, that Tosis writes in Sanhedrin that Parashas HaMelech was only said Al HaMelech Shenimlech Al Kol Yisrael V'Yudo Me'ez HaMakom, that a king who was empowered, who was brought to rule by all of the on all of the Jewish people and Judah from Hashem, and therefore Achav was punished for taking Nevos, because Achav lo malach al Yehuda, lo malach me'ez hamakom. As Navi tells in Sefer Melachim Aleph, Perek Chof Aleph, Achav wanted the kerem of Nevos HaYisraeli, which was near the king's palace in Israel, and he wanted to buy it, and Nevos said no, and Izebel, Achav's wife, heard this. She made this fake case against Nevos, who was taken out to be killed, and this way Achav could get this kerem. And then Eliyahu HaNavi appears to Achav, and he says that it's your achrayus, and Achav felt bad. Ayin Sham, the whole story. So Tosfos says that the reason that Achav had no right to take this kerem of Nevos was because he wasn't king over Yehuda, and he wasn't king Me'ez HaMakom. So therefore he had no rights. And so emerges from the Rambam in the first paragraph, Malacha Malacha Ches, who writes, Shenavi Shehem in Melech Mishar Shifte Yisrael, etc. Areze Melech Chomitz HaMachos Nogas Balfik Shikar HaMachos LaDavid. So a Navi who was Mamid a Melech, he's a real Melech, even though the Yikar HaMachos is the David. But if a Navi was Omid, a Melech was Omid without a Navi, he doesn't have all mitzvahs HaMelech. Vayin b'Ramban, Parshas Vayichi, Mem Tes Yud, that Malchei Beis Chashmonai were punished, a very great punishment, even though they're Chassidei Elyon, because they were Molech, and they weren't Mizera Yehuda Mibes David, and they were Meisir HaShevet V'amechokek Mishevet Yehuda. Tzid lo yasur Shevet Mihuda, Mechokek Mikein Ragla, Bat Ki Yavo Shila, V'loi Katsamim. So what did the Chashmonai, or Kohanim, what did they take the kingship for? So they were Molech Shalual Pinavi, Bebayisheni Nifskanavua, Kibishas, Bava Basri, Yodalad Amid Beis, Chagazachar Malachi, Sof Nevim, and in Rashi, and Ayin Yumachov Beis Amid Beis, and Mikdashani Loisa Rocha Kodesh. There was no Nevuah, Kiperish, Rabbeinu Hanan, El Shem Virashi. So these kings were kings, Shalal Pinavi. And therefore, Parshas HaMelech wasn't shaykh to them. But their din should have been din, mitam dina de machusadina, because they're no less than other malchei almost that we say dina de machusadina. And on that, the Ran and the Rashba say that in Eretz Yisrael, it's not shaykh to have dina de machusadina, because it's Yerusha l'kol Yisrael. But those kings that were appointed in Eretz Yisrael, al pi navi, it's pashit that we say dina de machusadina l'kulei alma. Because we pass in Kalamar Parshas HaMelech, HaMelech Mutterbo. So this whole vort that Kalamar Parshas HaMelech, HaMelech Mutterbo is Dafkin Chutz Laretz, but in Eretz Yisrael we don't say this because it's Yerusha Hilakol Yisrael. That's Dafka where the king was not appointed Al Pi Navi. When the king was appointed Al Pi Navi, so he's a bona fide king. So then Parshas HaMelech Mutter, Kol Amar Parshas HaMelech, HaMelech Mutterba. We're talking about where he was not appointed Al Pi Navi, and therefore he's not a real king. So in Chutz Laretz we have the regular Dina the Machusadina. But in Eretz Yisrael, since Eretz Yisrael is Yerusha L'Kol Yisrael, and the king has no right to expel anybody, there, according to some Rishonim, we do not say, like the Rashba, we do not say, in the Ran, Dina, the Malchutza Dina. So it emerges from this, that even Medina She'en Ba'melech, like we saw in the previous shir, but rather its representatives, its leaders, are chosen by the residents, what we call a democracy. So we also say Dina, the Malchutza Dina, both for the reason of the Rush, and the Ran, that the land belongs to them, and they can kick out whoever if they don't want somebody to stay there. So they can expel him. So even though today they don't expel people who don't keep the law, but they do punish them, and they do negate from them any possibility to enjoy the land, they incarcerate him, or they give him a monetary fine, and the people in the country can say, either you keep our rules, or we're not going to let you allow you to enjoy the country. And sometimes they even expel such people. So therefore, there's dina de machusa diman even in democracies. So all our ratzos we would say dina de machusa dina even if there's no king. Now in Eretz Yisrael, according to those Rishonim, that there's no Dina L'Machusadina, that's only in Misan V'Arnonos, when the king places taxes, and these aren't Mitakanas HaTzibur. So there we can say that the king has no right, and the person isn't chayiv to the king anything. But L'Inyan Takanos, V'Anhagos, V'Chukim, but the law is made for the benefit of the community, so Vada the Yachid is chayiv even in Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is no less than any other land. That the rov is called for the miut. That the rov can decide for the majority decides and for the minority, whatever the majority rules. And the people can say, if you don't want to keep our lands, you can leave. So Eretz Yisrael, you can't kick a person out of. But they can make life very difficult for him in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, anything for the benefit of the community, he has to keep, even in Eretz Yisrael. One could very easily argue, of course, that even when it comes to taxes, first of all, the taxes are for the benefit of the tzibur. Otherwise, how's there money for roads or money for anything? It comes from tax money. I mean, some of it comes from America. But in Eretz Yisrael, they can also say, listen, if you don't keep our laws, you don't pay your income tax and the like, so then we'll make your life very difficult for you. So one can argue that it applies even to Eretz Yisrael. If that's the Svara, then it should apply even to Eretz Yisrael. So there's no inyan of being megarish min haaretz, that they have no right to do, but they can make life very difficult. So that's the agreement, that's the understanding. Anyway, but that's all Shitas Haran, who holds in the Rashba that there's no dina de machus dina in Eretz Yisrael. So Samar Mechalek, but that only comes to Misim Arnonios, that the king has no right to place on the people. But those takanos, Latovas Hamedina, that everybody wants these laws, everybody wants there to be traffic laws and the like, that the country should run normally, and all the other laws that maintain civility, so that you have to keep even in Eretz Yisrael, as in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Just to something that only the king wants, only the ruler wants, and the people don't want, so then that, maybe in Eretz Yisrael, he has no right. But anyway, we also have the other Shita Sarishan, the Rambam, the Rashbam, that Adina de Malchus Adina is because they were Makayah, Makabal Aleim, Lekayim Mitzis HaMelech. So they accepted it. So that would apply even in Eretz Yisrael. They accepted the ruling. If you want to live here, it's because you accepted the ruling class, that you want to live in this democracy, even like it or not. So if that's the agreement, then the person has to keep all the rules. So we were back, we had a shayla of this person who they had a rental dispute. That Reuven rented his apartment to Shimon, and now he says he wants the apartment back. And even though the contract is up, and Shimon says, Alpidin, you can't kick me out of my out of this apartment, even though you're the owner. So there's definitely going to be Dina de Malchus Adina in general in Chutz Laretz. But the question is, in this particular case, do we say Dina de Malchus Adina? So the Ramah in Simon Shin Samach Tes writes, Sifches, Eshom Shlomo in Adina Machus Adina Al Bemisim Mechasim Atzlim Bekarka Ki Amel Gozer Shle Adir Ba'aretz Akim Bederach Zeh Abel Shara Dvarim Lov Ishchokam Isirilu Darmina Bechol Dover Dina Da Machus Adina Lachain Amal Ve'al Amashka On Yochal Amochor Lachar Shana Ho Vechain Dina Da Machus Vechain U Iker Kama Shin Zbar Le'el Simin Shin Nen Vav Sif Zayin. The Ramah writes that even though we don't say Dina de Machus Adina, only when it comes to taxes, things that are totally bekarka, because the king makes a rule, you can only live in my land if you pay the taxes, but not other things, only things that the king obligates you to do for the king. But if it's things that are in between people, the king doesn't care. There's no Dina de Machus Adina. Some people hold no. Everything is Dina de Machus Adina. And therefore, if somebody's Malval Amashkon, lends his friend $1,000 and he takes his gold watch, so he can sell this gold watch after a year, since Chayin Dina de Malchusa. And that's the Iker, that's the Halacha. The Dina Malchusa applies to everything. And then he sends you to Shin Nun Vav. And in Shin Nun Vav he says, Tahachin Igi Achshav Lachzer Kol Geneva Filu Achar Yeush Bailim Vishinui Rishus Mikoch Dina de Malchusa Dina. Today, we return all Genevas, even after Yeush, even after Shinui Rishus, because it's Dina de Malchusa. So we see that mikoch dina de machusa, you could take your friend money that's not yours, because you're taking the geneva, even though we didn't tell you got it, because it was yerush and shini rishus, and it's memono shel amuchzuk. Nevertheless, it's mutter to take it from him because of dina de machusa. So too in choshen mishpat and simen kuf tzari dalet sif beis gabei akona karka me akum im dino so amelch mishpat shleizke karka lemisha kasef b'shtar or nosin dam v'kiyotzi b'dvar meilu osin kufi mishpat amelch. So when it comes to buying land from a guy, if the din is you only get the land if you're written in the shtar or you give money, so that's the law. So even though midin Torah, one guy was already kone, he made a proper halacha kinyan, nevertheless, you have to make a kinyan al pi the dinim of the, he made a chazak on the land. And the king says, I don't hold from your chazakas. So he has to make a proper kinyan al pi dine hamalchus. Also earlier in Simon Samaches, if Aleph, we see that shtaras hanasim barko seim imu lufi mishpat hamelech hareza kosher mishum dina de machus adina. That shtaras that are done in goyish courts, if it's lufi mishpat hamelech, it's kosher, it's dina de machus adina. And there also were motzi moment b'shtar, even though it's pasul min haTorah. So you see that sometimes dina de machus adina can even trump dina Torah, which is a huge chiddush. However, Yesh La'ayin, from what the Rama writes in Simon Shin Samach Tes, Sif Yud Aleph, So he says that Rama, person marries a woman in a place where there's Gentile laws, she dies, so the father of his wife or the other Yorshim cannot say, hey, you married her al das haminuk, and therefore we have to go by the Dinei Agoyim, and you're not getting the inheritance, we're getting the inheritance. No, because Dina de Machus is only if it's Hanal HaMelech or Takanis B'nei HaMedina, it's pleasure for the king, or it's to fix the people in the country, it helps them, traffic laws. But not that always that there's going to be Dine Akum, because otherwise Bat will call Dine Yisrael. See, no, when it comes to your Yerusha, the husband says, I'm sorry, I'll be Din Torah, I'm allowed to Yarshin my wife, and we don't have to worry about Dina the Machusa Dina. Otherwise, says the Rama, if you always follow Dina the Machusa Dina, goodbye all of Choshen Mishpat. You can put Choshen Mishpat in Shemus because it's not going to be Shaykh anymore. Just ask what the Dina the Machusa is. He says it's not so. So according to this, we have to say that Shtari Arkos, we say Dina the Machusa Dina, is because this was Nitkan Ali the Amelech, the Takanas B'nei Medina, that their Shtaris should be valid Shtaris, and that were Machzi or Genev after Yesh and Shini Rishus, is also the Takanas B'nei Medina, the Hachzi Lashuk Esoshko, to return the person who was stolen from, who was mistreated financially, to return to him what he lost. And that you're only a Kona Karakali de Shtar or Kesef, also it's the Lakonis Be'a Medina that they want there to be this clear Kenyan of Shtar or Kesef that they hold as a Kenyan. And also we see in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Nantes, B'matzel Mizuto Shaya Medin Torah, when something is washed away by the sea, so you get to keep it. But Medina de Machus, so you have to return it. So that's also Takanas B'nai Medina. So you see, so that whatever is Takanas B'nai Medina, there's going to be Dina de Machus, and that trumps Dina Torah. When it's not Takanas B'nai Medina, then you follow Dina Torah. And Rav Gishtatner, in his great Bekiyas, and goes through various halachas in Shulchan Aruch, where there's Dina de Machus, and he proves each one is always going to be because it's Takanas HaMedina. So now in our case, where Reuben rents Shimon the apartment, the Takana of the Malchus is that the Maskir can't take out the Socher from the Dira. That's the Takanas B'nei HaMedina, because there's a lack of Diras, and they want to protect the tenant. So the Takanas B'nei HaMedina, they also have a price. You know, they have rent control departments, that's to protect the tenant. So there would be Dina de Machusa Dina. So therefore, in our case, Dina de Machusa Dina would apply. However, the Shach asks on the Ramah in Siman Ayin Gimel Sifkat Lamites, where did the Ramah find that whatever is the Takanas B'nei HaMedina, we say Dina de Machusa Dina Filo Neged Din Torah? And if the Ramah is correct, then why don't we say that all their Dina are the Takanas B'nei HaMedina? Why are we going to distinguish? This is the Takanas B'nei HaMedina. This isn't the Takanas B'nei HaMedina. Whenever they make a din, it's the Takanas B'nei HaMedina. So the Shach concludes that anything that's neged din Torah, we don't say din of the Malchus Adina, unless it's lahanas hamelech, but not if it's varm dvarm shemein adam lachavero. However, in the Tshuvas Heshiv Moshe in Siman Tzadi, he brings that, like the Ramah says, that the Rashba, we have a much earlier source, and the Tshuvas HaRashba, that are Muchos to the Ramban, that anything that's Latikun on Hagas HaMedina, the king can say that he can decide who the money belongs to, and we don't say that it's stealing and it's Mefurish, in the Darkei Moshe, Shin Samach Tes Os Gimel. It brings like this from the Maharik and Sherish Kuf Tzadi Beis, B'Shem HaRashba. By us, it's in the Maharik and Sherish Kuf Pei Zayin. So we really have that the Ramah is correct from an earlier source that whatever is Latakanas B'nei HaMedina, the king has every right to decide. And what's not Latakanas HaMedina, even if it's not Lahanas HaMelech, the Shach says it's only Lahanas HaMelech. And the Ramah says, no, even not Lahanas HaMelech, and even that's Latakanas B'nei HaMedina. And Be'emes Nira that the Divrei Rabbeinu HaRamah Boru Milelo, there's no kasha of the Shach. Not that the Shach writes from the Tshuvas HaRash, but it's one of the Beis Yosef and Tzof Siman Chav Vav. Ve'echad shenase isha v'mokum shadana medini akum shena ba'al yorish esishto daf apichen yorish esishto v'la shach b'zadina d'machus edina dim ken akarta kol dine Torah. Right, so we have the tshuva of the Rashba that's born in the Beis Yosef that when it comes to dine Yerusha, and it's in a place where they done dinei akum, they judge Gentile laws that a husband doesn't inherit his wife. Nevertheless, he inherits his wife, and there's no dina d'machus adina because otherwise you've uprooted kol dinei Torah. That's one kasha he has. So against din Torah, we don't say dina d'machus adina, whereas the Ramah seems to hold that when it's against din Torah, you do say dina d'machus adina. Even when it comes to Dine Yerusha, which isn't Latakanas, which isn't Latakanas B'nei HaMedina necessarily, we still say that we don't say Dina the Machus Adina, we don't say Dina the Machus Adina there, because when it comes to Yerusha, we don't say Dina the Machus Adina against Din Torah. So how can the Ramah say that when it comes to Yerusha we say Dina d'machus adina when it comes to anything that the Machus says against Din Torah? We say Dina d'machus adina. What about that tshuva? What about the tshuva of the Rashba that holds Bal Yorish Ishto and therefore we don't hold of Dina d'machus adina? Anything against Din Torah, we don't say Dina d'machus adina. You know, the Ramah himself brings down that halacha that here we don't say Dina d'machus adina. But the Shach is bothered. Why in all the other places does the Ramah allow Din Torah to go against Din of the Machus Adina when we have this case of the Yerusha where we don't say Din of the Machus Adina? And he also brings in the Tshuva of the Ma'arik in Sherosh Kuf Pei Zayin. We have it in Siman in Sherosh Kuf Tzadi Zayin that it was asked, if you have a shtar that was nasib akum, kedine akum, do we follow their halachas? We hold that the baal shtar is the lower hand, and they hold that the baal shtar is the upper hand. So the Ma'arik answered, Dina the Machus Adina isn't Shaykh here because otherwise you uprooted called Dina Torah. Shach also brings the Divrei Ashilta Giborim and Shpipcheska Sabatim, Dvaram Shalom Lechaveiro. There's only Din Torah, there's no Dina the Machus Adina. And from this, he's Masig on the Ramah. He writes that if the Dina Melech is Latakanis B'nei HaMedina, we say Dina the Machus Adina even if it's against Din Torah. Ayin Sham Barichus B'Shach, Simen Ayin Gimel. How can the Ramah say that anything that's the Takanas B'nei HaMedina, we say Dina the Machus Adina? We see in Shtaris we don't follow Dina the Machus Adina. We see Menam Lachavera we don't follow Dina Machus Adina. We see in Dina Yerusha we don't follow Dina the Machus Adina. However, the Ramah really isn't shver. Why? Because there are two types of laws. One is what the king does, the Takanas V'Tovas B'nei HaMedina. And sometimes he takes money from this person, he gives money to that person because there's Tovas HaRav. And in such a case, there's Dina the Machus Adiv, even against Din Torah. It's Mefurish in the Tshuvas HaRashba, it's Dina Yechosis of the Ramban, that we mentioned earlier in Simen Chav Beis, that anything that's the tikkun and hagas hamedina to make the country run better, so that's going to be dina d'machus hadina. And then there are chukim that aren't l'tovas b'nei hamedina, but that's just that they, that makes sense. That makes sense for them. That's logical. For example, we paskin that a husband yarshins his wife, but dina akum, no, they don't paskin that way. A wife yarshins her husband, but the husband doesn't yarshin the wife. So there, that's not that the tikkunis b'nei hamedina. There we, there, that's their yashrus. Their svara holds that a husband doesn't inherit his wife. But din Torah is that a husband does inherit his wife. So there's no going to be no dina d'machus hadina. So it's not because they're doing it l'tovas b'nei hamedina. It's because that's their svara. And that's the Rashba, born in the Beis Yosef in Sof Siman Chavav. And when the Chok HaMelech is not mitam tekanas b'nei hamedina, it's just that's their laws. So we don't say dina d'machus hadina, because otherwise you uprooted all dinei Torah. Because rov dinei Torah hefech divrayim. And therefore, vader b'Yisrael, we don't say that a husband doesn't yarshin his wife. That did the goyim do that. It's not that tekanas b'nei hamedina. It's because that's what they decided makes most sense. And also the Ma'arik is right, linyan shtar. That we don't say Yad Ba'ala Shtar Aliona Kedineim, that the owner of the Shtar is the upper hand, because that the Bedineim they say Yad Ba'ala Shtar Aliona Kedineim Yisrael Shu'ala Tachtona, is not because so is Tovas B'nei Hamedina, that the Yad Ba'ala, that the owner of the Shtar should have the upper hand. It's not the Tovas B'nei Hamedina, that's their Svara. Well, there we don't follow their Svara. Again, what's the Tovas HaNashim, what's for the benefit of society, there we're going to say Dina D'machus Hadina. But what's just based on their logic, what they think should be what makes most sense, there we follow Din Torah. So anything that the king does for his own benefit, or anything the king does for the benefit of society or the government, any laws the government makes for the benefit of society, there we are going to say Dina de Malchus Adina. And whatever is done based on their own logic, there we're not going to say Dina de Malchus Adina. So the Tshuvas HaRash were born in the Beis Yosef in Sof Siman Chav Vav. In Sof Siman Chav Vav, I think, writes that we don't say Dina D'Machusa to be a Ta'aprut Divrei Torah. Whereas Siman Chav Beis, it is uprooting Divrei Torah. So which one is it? It's very simple. If it's because the laws were made because of the logic of the king or of the legislators, there is no dina l'machus hadina. Otherwise, you uprooted all dinei Torah. But where this takana l'tovas harabim, which is what the Rashba is talking about in the Tshuvas HaMiuchasas LaRambam, LaRamban, that called davishu l'tikun and hagas hamedina, there the king can take money from somebody shelo kedin, because that's for the benefit of the people. Because even Jews do that. We're also the based, and also we also have a concept of hefker based in hefker. So the Rama really works very well. The Rama paskins when it comes to Yerusha, we don't file dina machus hadina because that's their logic. But elsewhere, the Rama says that that dina de machus even trumps dina Torah. Why? Because that's when it's latovas v'hanagas b'nei hamedina. Whenever it's for the benefit of the people. So what's the bottom line psak in our case where Reuven rents the apartment to Shimon, and now Shimon refuses to leave, and there's a law in New York State law, at least there was, at least as understood by the questioner here, that one is not allowed to evict a tenant from his apartment. So that would seem to be a l'takanas b'nei hamedina, that the king made this law, or the government made this law, the Congress, the Senate, whoever made the law, that they're trying to protect tenants, that they can't just be thrown out of their apartments. So if that's the case, then we have to say here Dina D'Machus Hadina. even though obviously Al Pi Din Torah the apartment belongs to Reuven. So what right does Shimon have to stay there? But since then the contract is up, Mizman the contract ended like we saw in the Shaila. So just Dina the Machus Adina, since it's the Tikkun Van Hagas B'nai Amadina, it's for the benefit of the people, so there you have to keep the Dina the Machusa. So what's the bottom line psak? So the great Gaon Laris Nassen, who was sitting in B'nai Brak on Rehov Dvora, was offered to be in his house, Rehov Dvora and Via Shalosh, which is right next to parallel to Rehov Rashbam. I went a number of times to his house, and he's very much missed. He was a big tzaddik and a Gaon. Anyway, he paskins that I don't live in New York, I'm far away, and so for bottom line, you have your own rabbanim to go to over there, and let them. Ki b'yosi b'richuk mako main pirte chok hamachos v'zen hirim li, I don't know the laws. And also, hayosh halacha zu nogas l'rami naschem, eino me'aroi liyotz kofetz brosh l'oros halacha l'maisen mokum gedom chikri lev ha'shochnim itchem kvod Hashem yichayim. Ki l'hem mishpera b'chor b'aroi zu, ask the American rabbanim. This is 1972, 73. It's the end of 72. So we have Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein's a good person to ask. We have Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. You can ask him. You can ask the Satmar Reuv is a big posek. You can ask the Satmar Reuv. There are other poskim to ask. So he says, to ask me over here in B'nai Brak, I'm not going to decide, but it's definitely worthwhile to learn through the sugi of Dina the Machusa. So Mirtz Hashem, hopefully we've had in the past, and hopefully in the future, we will return to this very, very fundamental sugya, and that's so nogea to our lives, and we should be zochet to keep Din Torah, which is that kechlal, Dina the Machusa is Dina, you have to keep the laws of the land. And again, certainly in Chutz La'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael, Chlokas Rishonim, but what's the Tovas Hanagas B'nai Amadina? That there's more tzad to say even in Eretz Yisrael you have to keep, and even according to those Rishonim who hold in general, there is no Dina L'machuz in Eretz Yisrael because the king can't kick you out. There's nothing to do with kicking you out. This is something that everybody wants. So Mirtz Hashem, we shall hopefully Nachzor V'nishna Perik Zeh B'li Neder. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.